Maynard and Sherry, weekday afternoons on Q1370.
Do you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Not if I can help it.
Me neither. You know, there's a lot of clowns in the Thanksgiving Day Parade. And
right.
A 67-year-old man was marching.
And as a clown?
Dressed as a clown.
Okay.
He was making balloon animals for the crowd at 6th Avenue and West 39th Street, where he's collapsed and fell on his back.
Was he a sad face clown?
He was then. This is really sad. His 62-year-old wife, Irene, was also marching in the parade as a clown.
Come on, Irene!
And helped give him CPR until an ambulance arrived. So it was clown on clown. This is a sad story. I don't know that heart attacks are part of their repertoire, but I mean,
if you're doing, was if you're every doing, time she yeah. went to do a chest compression, his little flower squirter went off.
Okay.
Still not funny.
Not funny. So clown wife tries to give clown husband CPR. The ambulance arrives, but unfortunately he was pronounced dead of cardiac arrest when he arrived at the hospital.
And it was so awkward trying to get him in the ambulance because those big shoes kept...
Well, the other thing is there was like 300 other clowns in there already. Not funny at all.
You couldn't help yourself.
Sorry.
Sherry Elicker.
The children of Octomom, Nadia Suleiman, are releasing a Christmas song called I'm Ready for Christmas. Should be called I'm Ready
for a Foster Home.
For a Foster Home, yes. I'm Ready for Child Protective Services. And you have been warned. Take cover, put your head between your knees, and take a listen to the Rocktuplets.
We just ring on Christmas Day.
That is the most horrible thing I've ever heard in my life.
Sherry Elicker.
Let's go to our good pal from RottenTomatoes.com, the editor-in-chief, Matt Atchity, to tell us what we should spend our probably $12 on.
I'm going to start with Life of Pi.
This young teenage boy from India gets trapped on a lifeboat with a tiger. They have to figure out how to survive, and he has to figure out how to keep the tiger from eating him.
I have to be honest with you. Boy on a boat with a tiger. I'm sorry. To me, it's Life of... How boring is this? Listen, I just got through Old Man and the Sea because I thought it was my obligation to watch it at some point, and I don't want to see anything with a boat for about 10 years.
You know, I wouldn't say that this is boring. It definitely keeps you interested because there's always something happening. You know, he's got to figure out how to catch fish. There's a surprising amount of things happening on the ocean. You know,
wait, stop. He's got to learn how to catch fish?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm on the edge of my seat already.
Maynard and Sherry, weekday afternoons on Q1370.